I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Backed up by Smith. Smith to Fraser. Over the shoulder. Scores! There's no ugly goal in the repertoire of Chase Fraser.
The Bandits three-peat, beating the Saskatchewan Rush game three. Chase Fraser with the goal of the game. He also, like, you're going to see his goal go viral. It already has. SportsCenter. Pat McAfee show, I guess, has been showing his goals a little bit. The other thing he'll probably go a little viral for was the, let's just say the punch that would have got him thrown out of a boxing match.
Yeah.
A little bit below the belt. Just a little bit. It was very funny, though, to get that. My mother-in-law actually sent me the video. Like, she was watching the game, I guess, on ESPN2, and it was just that video without a setup. I'm like, oh, that's probably a penalty. I'm guessing. So, anyways, the Bandits win, and there will be a parade coming, and a third straight. They'll go for four next year and try to make history again. So, the Bandits win. By the way, Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off this week. 803-0550 is the phone number to get in. I got a little Bills question I want to get to at 7 about players that are underappreciated. NFL.com's had this series going about who's the most underappreciated player from each team. I want to get to that. But Bills OTAs, phase three, undergoing starting today and go for the next couple of days and then into June a little bit as well. So, Sal, like, the details of what they can do, it's more,
yeah,
right, like, than the voluntary workouts and things that have already happened. But I guess basically what can the Bills do in the next few days?
Yeah, so let's start with the fact that all teams' offseason programs are allowed to be 9 weeks. Some are eight, some are nine. The Bills are eight. And part of the reason is because the Bills start a week later than teams with new head coaches. Teams with new head coaches start a week earlier. But the Bills are going for 8 weeks. In those 8 weeks, the first 2 weeks are strength and conditioning. You know, Joe, how we talk about how there's no coaches allowed. It's just strength and conditioning programs.
Yep, yep.
Weightlifting, guys rehabbing, things like that. The next 3 weeks, what they call phase two. In phase two, you cannot have offense against defense in any capacity. An offensive player can line up for across from an offensive player to give them a look, but you kind of do things in a what they call a walkthrough type pace, right? Mm-hmm. And you can throw some balls around. You can run perfect plays against air. If you're the offense, cuddle up, you can run it. But you can't do anything offense against defense, really. That's for 3 weeks. That has stopped. Here we go. Now we go to what's called phase three, OTAs, organized team activities, all voluntary still. There is no requirement for players to be there. During phase three and OTAs, which will happen this week and next week, now you can have offense go against defense. There's no pads, there's no hitting, no live contact. But now you can do 7-on-7 passing. Now you can do 9-on-7, 11-on-11. You can run plays. Guys can come up to each other, put their hands on each other, and, you know, run a running play. You're not tackling a guy and taking him to the ground. Mm-hmm. You can also run drills 1-on-1, offense against defense. So those are the, now it looks like more like football. Now it looks more like kind of maybe the beginning of training camp before they put pads on, stuff like that. That's what it will look like a little bit more starting today. And we will be out there today. Now, for media purposes, so everybody understands, there is a media open OTA today.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only one this week, although the team will be out there a few times this week. There's another media open OTA next Tuesday, but that's the only one. So only today and next Tuesday. While the team is on the field for these OTAs today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and then next week, June 2nd, 3rd, and 5th, because you can only do 3 days a week,
mm-hmm.
we as the media only get 1 day to watch. We can watch the entire practice, but it's only one practice we get to watch. They don't give us an attendance list, but
right.
we'll be keeping attendance, obviously, and we'll mm-hmm. tell people if James Cook was there. I'll be honest, I don't even know if Josh Allen's going to be there because he has his wedding right around this time. So
yes.
Josh Allen may not be at practice today. I'm just saying that could very well be the case. And then you're going to get some national aggregator who's going to write some stupid article that basically says, Josh Allen's not at OTAs. What's going on? Trouble in Bills land. Yeah, no, he's getting married. That's why he might not be there. This happens every year with somebody.
Yeah.
Right? So we will hear from Sean McDermott today at 11. We're going to carry that live on the Extra Point Show. Zach and Derek will be hosting that. I'll be down at the stadium. We'll carry Sean McDermott live. That's at 11 a.m. And then 11:30 a.m., OTAs begin. We'll get to watch the practice, and then we'll get to talk to players afterwards. And that's what they're able to do. Then in 2 weeks, Joe, mandatory minicamp.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be there. That starts 2 weeks from today. So we're talking about, you know, that's the story of, is James Cook here? That really starts 2 weeks from today.
Yeah. If it doesn't end before then, right? Because not that it couldn't, I guess this would be weird, though, if he was there for OTAs and then skipped mandatory minicamp. But it would feel like, Sal, that if James Cook was there today, like if he gets seen and they don't give an attendance list, but if he's there, and we know it, then I feel like, all right, everybody put your radars down about James Cook in a holdout. Because if he's at OTAs, I don't think anybody would think, okay, here we go, he's going to fire it back up when the mandatory stuff starts.
Agreed with that. I mean, you're right. If we go out there today and James Cook is on the field, I think anything about, yeah, it would seem like it would squash any type of not here for not only mandatory minicamp, but training mm-hmm. camp. But you never know.
Right.
It could be these kinds of things have happened maybe in the past. I couldn't cite an example where it's more of a good faith. I'm going to show up a little bit, but when it comes time, I'm going to do a hold-in, not a hold-out, right?
Hold, I mean,
we've seen hold-ins before.
Right, that's right. We've seen that in other teams. Jamar Chase did that last year
mm-hmm.
with Cincinnati. So I guess that's right. We have seen hold-ins. We haven't seen hold-ins here, right? Unless, would you call, didn't Jordan Poyer kind of have one quasi a little bit a couple years ago?
Yeah, there was some, maybe for a day. I think he watched for a day. I remember right, I could be totally wrong. If I remember right, I think what happened was,
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
he was there for a day as like a hold in. He was watching. Mm-hmm. And then the next day he practiced and he's like, I can't do that. Like, that's not me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I got to be out there practicing football. It's what I do.
Right. Drew Rosenhaus was at camp, I think, maybe for a day, if I remember
and that,
right.
And that is true with Jordan, right? And Jordan's such a gamer, right? He's like, I can't sit there and watch my teammates practice while I'm not practicing with them. So that basically happened. And that's not an indictment on anybody else necessarily. It just shows, you know, what Jordan's all about. So we've seen that. Did T.J. Watt maybe do that for the Steelers?
Ooh, maybe.
He might have.
That sounds familiar.
He's been dealing with an injury. So sometimes you have that too. It almost gets disguised as an injury. Sometimes even the team disguises it as an injury because they don't want it to be a big deal.
Before all of the sexual misconduct allegations against Deshaun Watson, remember, he wanted to trade. And there was like a hold in with him in Houston. Remember, he was practicing at safety even at times. But like, that was after maybe he was not doing anything. He was there, but not doing anything. So you've had some situations like that in the past. Is anybody's antenna really up for that, though, right now, Sal? Like, not to, you know, look for it, because we haven't had any proof yet that he's been there, because we haven't had an opportunity, really. Today's the first time, then mandatory minicamp more so. But the way Beans talked about it, the way James Cook has not really been fanning the flames on social media as much as he was earlier in the spring. Are you no one's really expecting this to get ugly, I don't feel like, right now.
I think expect is a really interesting word. I don't expect it to get ugly. I don't think anyone's really, but I think people are kind of bracing in case it does, right? Like, okay, what is going to happen? It's more like, okay, we haven't seen this get ugly in the Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott era of Buffalo Bills football. They've talked very glowingly about James Cook, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like you're sitting there waiting for it to happen just in case. So sure. I guess I'd say, Joe, I don't think anybody's expecting it to get ugly, but I don't think anybody's not expecting it or expecting it just to go smoothly. Right?
Yeah.
Like, is that also, like, is anybody just sitting here going, oh yeah, everything's going to work out, he's just going to show up and everything's going to be fine? I don't know if people are expecting that either.
I guess part of it is my benefit of the doubt to the team, because they have, right, they've avoided any sort of mess with contracts and players really the whole time that McDermott and Bean have been running the show. But this is unique, and we've talked about this, that this is the first time I would say that a running back has really made a great case for another contract on this football team. And the way that they are talking about it, at least the way Bean has sounded about it, is that they're good. They maybe even prefer not doing a contract this year. And that if he wants a payday like he's tweeted about, that you got to do it again. And I guess that's right. That's where it's on James Cook. What's his attitude on that? Is he fine with, all right, I'll prove it again? Or is he going to, you know, this is what you're talking about, us bracing for. Is he going to do something that a Bill hasn't done in over a decade? Which is, I'm not doing it unless you pay me. I'm worth it, you know, and you got to pay me.
If you go back to when other guys were signing their extensions, right? And who was Khalil the first? I think Shakir.
It went Shakir first, and then Bernard. Right? Well, Rousseau, I guess, if you count Rousseau, right?
Okay.
Was mixed in there. And then it was Shakir, Bernard,
then Benford.
Yep.
And if you go back to one of those instances, and I don't remember which one it was, might have even been during combine or owners' meetings right around this time, Brandon Bean said they were talking with all these guys, including James Cook. But when it was apparent that they wouldn't get something done with James, they kind of pivoted and concentrated on the next player and the next player. So when you're talking about how the organization, and I agree 100% with you, like they've treated the running back position where they haven't really, you know, they haven't gone out and given running back second contracts. We know that, right? Mm-hmm. It's a position where we're not going to spend these amazingly big resources, because it's a position that we have a certain value on and how we treat it and what we do with our offense. That said, this is a player that they've acknowledged they did try to extend or wanted to, or at least talked about extending, right? Maybe there wasn't anything from Brandon Bean or James Cook's side that said, oh yeah, we gave a big offer, he didn't like it, or he said they gave me an offer and I didn't like it. Nothing like that. But Brandon did acknowledge, like, yeah, we talked with James Cook and other guys, and when we realized that, hey, wasn't going to happen there, we pivoted and said we'll revisit that later. So I think there's at least been an acknowledgement of a willingness, is the point, on the Bills' part here to this, with this player, to maybe act a little bit differently than they have with other players at the position in the past.
Yep, that's right. I mean, he's definitely earned a contract more than enough. This is the first big test of it, right? Like, I don't remember Devin Singletary this being this, oh, are they going to pay him? Are they going to let him go? Are they going to give him an extension?
Right.
He was a fine running back, but I don't remember it ever getting to that point with him when he became a free agent, or even the year going into his final year of his contract.
The only player at the position I could even think of anything like this literally was LeSean McCoy. When they traded for him, when the regime got here, he was already here.
Right.
And then, like, right after that, they kind of adjusted his contract to give him a little more money. This is also what, before they basically drafted Josh and then Josh's rookie year. Like, it was kind of different how you were building your team at the time.
Right, and your cap situation would have been very different at that point in time as well. So it really is, in many ways, the first big test of it. And, you know, how much will Cook push the envelope? Maybe we'll find out a little bit today. Again, he can kind of, I think, put a lot of this concern to bed if he shows up. If he's not there, he has every right to not be there. It's not a mandatory thing, OTAs. Then we'll wait till the next one to see if he shows up. 803-0550, the phone number. If you've got a question or a comment about the Bills going to OTAs today, and, you know, Josh Allen, the wedding part of it, maybe we get to that quickly when we come back, because it reminds me of something that I did before my wedding. In a very different way, but, you know, same kind of philosophy. Lots to catch up on. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.